Yeah, man, it's wish list time. The San Francisco 49ers are about to head into free agency. We want them to play, but you got to pay to play. How would the 49ers do that? All that and more on today's episode of No Harm, No Foul. Let's get it.
Hey Mike, I was thinking, what if we change the name of our show to the Mike and Wayne Show, or the Wayne and Mike Show? I was just trying to think of a three-letter acronym like WHAM.
Wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Or that would be stuck in my head all the time, though.
Maul.
Maul.
Well, Wayne and Mike.
Nah, I don't like being first. Even when I type the descriptions, I always put your name for. I don't like being first. And you sit on the left side, so it should be.
Well, I was just trying to think of it, like, you know, because the Ham Show is came to an end, so I was thinking we get him with the Wham Show.
What's the Ham Show? Haberman and Middlecoff?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
They divorced.
Wait, they had a falling out?
I don't know, but it's over with. They did their last show yesterday. It's a great show too.
Another one bites the dust. I'm not celebrating. That sound bad.
You know about Queen, Mike?
Nothing. Never heard of him. Who's that? That's who sing that song?
What's your favorite Queen song?
Another one bites the dust.
That can't be your favorite, but that was definitely the funkiest. I can't even. I'm not even going to start.
Yo, my man had like a Michael Jackson, like a. And the it had a Michael Jackson feel.
Wait, the Bam Show. But our initial, oh, Breezy and Mike. Damn it, Ben.
We Wham and Bam.
Give him his flowers, bro. Like, give him the sound, the alarm. That's it. You know why? It's because we do this show daily. People are mad because it's 30 minutes, even though they've been getting 45 minutes. So they gotta lessen the madness. Hey, Mike, look, it's free agency time, bro. This is like, you know, when you a team with some bread, this one of the greatest times. When you a team
it's
with
the
negative
most
bread.
Wonderful time of
yo,
the year.
I think we should change No Harm, No Foul to the Bam Show.
Wait. No, I'm listening. Go ahead. All right, so that's it. We're going to rebrand it. You're going to have to redo the intro, though, the little graphic.
Oh, fuck.
I want the same music, though.
We're going to get somebody to do it. I ain't got time for that. We'll get somebody. I'll pay for it. We just get it done, yo. Seriously, yo, because that would be dope, yo. The Bam Show. Welcome to the Bam Show. We get high because it ain't Friday. You ain't got no job. And we ain't got to do. All right, you ready? Yeah, so, Mike, yeah. I want to be happy because 49ers are probably going to be the only team not releasing motherfuckers, yo. And I'm watching every team release players, bro. Mm-hmm. Players. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting a little... I'm window shopping. That's what we do. Mike, I'm window shopping. I don't know about you.
Yeah, so I was going through I was making my wish list. Like, oh man, Danielle Hunter's out there. Like, dude, like, I know he a little off sometimes, but maybe we need some of that, right? Like, I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, he gonna get some good money. And then I went and looked. And let me tell you, I have checked our salary cap. Like, I checked it a month ago. I checked it 2 weeks ago, and Wayne, I don't know how, but every time it's less and less.
Bro,
I don't know what changing.
A over, and then Howie 3 million under.
Right. Like, I swear to God, we was just 600,000, like, positive. And now I'm looking at it. I don't know which site y'all use, so every site has something a little different. Estimated cap space.
We're going to just use Spot Rap. We're going to narrow it down. No disrespect to Over the Cap. Love them. It'd be hard to understand Over the Cap sometimes. We're just going to use right. Spot
Rap. Michael, okay, so Spot Rap has...
Sure is going to use Spot Rap.
When you include everybody, it's negative 7 million. If you include just the top 51, because that's what counts, it's negative $3.4 million, bro.
I'm going to send Bam a Faithful to the Bay towel for coming up with... I mean, I'm going to send Mike, Ben, Michael...
That's how much he liked the Bam name, y'all. Look at that.
Yo, because Bam Bam Bigelow was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up.
That's the dude that wore, I call it the bowling ball shoes, but he had the flame on the little tights. The black with the
on his head, too. Yeah, like literally.
Oh, it was on his head? Is that what it was?
Yeah, yo, he was flamed out. And then if you grew up watching Flintstones, you can't tell me Bam Bam wasn't your favorite character.
Come on, man. Just slamming dudes like little baby
Bam. Stronger than a mother.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm getting yo. I'm telling you, yo. This is breaking news, yo. The Niners, if they could find a way, okay, Mike. What's the number you got, bro? I got negative. Who the hell erased my stuff? See, the devil, man. The devil be playing.
I got your back. You want me to do a screen share? I got it right here.
Yeah, you could do the screen share. You could do the screen share. But I had this ready to go. I had all my screens ready from the last show.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that was, yo, shout out to all of y'all that were tuning into the Wayne Breezy Show. When I tell you y'all made my day, y'all made the day. We had over 260 people watching that joint live, bro. That's like almost.
Let's go.
Listen. So sinners are being released. Hey, Ben, we need your email address. Somehow get it to me or Mike or whatever, all right? Or just send it to Miss Debbie and we'll send you out a Faithful to the Bay rally towel, dog. Okay, Mike, that's the number that's scaring me, right? But it's negative 7 million, really. We just talked about the top 51. So you know we got to do really quickly. I think we need to break down what the hell the top 51 is for those that are just new to the show, just new to understanding what the hell is going on. Top 51, that's the number that you have to get underneath the salary cap. If you go back up, the salary cap, I need the mailing address, Ben. So somehow don't put it in this chat.
Don't put it, yeah.
Email. But you can email me, if you could DM me on something, social media, whatever. I need your mailing address.
I'm trying to make it full screen. Can y'all see that? Is that clear?
That's how much money we supposed to have? 293 million. See, this is what I'm trying to. Oh, because you know why we negative, dog?
No.
Okay, let's do it. No. Add in. Okay, go back. Stop. See, you chilling. You tripping.
Okay.
Go back to 291. Add 30 million. 37 million. Subtract 9.8. There it is. Take that total number from our top 51. Is that we still shouldn't be negative.
No, that should still be positive. That's like 3-4 million. Like, I don't understand what happened. That's what I don't get. Is it like a bonus, like that someone's guaranteed to get that they're adding in? Move that privacy word. What is that?
That's your screen. How you gonna ask me what the price? You sharing it.
It disappeared. All right, I'm gonna just do it like that. There you go.
Why don't you just show the full screen and get off this crap?
That's fine. There it is. Full screen.
Okay. But why is it so truncated? Like, why look? Anyway, at the end of the day, we ain't got no money. So what we need to do today is what we're gonna do on today's show, because we're gonna set this up and prep this up. Ben says I have his mailing address. Just send me another email. Oh, yeah, I remember the Netflix special. I never got a chance to watch it, but I remember that email. Can you? I got you. I need your mailing address in the email. Can you email me your mailing address? All right, Mike, what I want to know is let's go and look at who. Let's pick today who is going to. We should have did a spin the wheel. Like, who's going to restructure? Who's going to get extended? And who might get cut? You see any cap casualties on this roster? Oh, I wonder if they kicked back the money from Isaiah Oliver. Did he hurt us when we cut him?
He ain't hurt us that bad. He wasn't getting that much money.
I know. I'm just saying, like, did we take... Don't act like y'all don't window shop. Y'all, First of all, I ain't even going to say what I was going to say. If you're from the East Coast, you a window shopper. That's what we do. We window shop. We wait till the income tax come in and we go buy the shit. Like that's what we do.
This is nuts.
Okay, we start at the top. So we're going to start at the top. So guys, everybody looking at this joint right now, this is a lesson. This ain't going to be a show. We're going to go back and forth. We're not going to bicker. We're going to do a straight up lesson. You ready? $31 million is the highest contract we are paying in 2024. Is Trent Williams going to take a restructure, or will they extend Trent Williams till he's 80? Golly, he on the books.
They got the potential out because post June 1st, it drops a lot.
It drops a lot. So are we looking to extend him to lessen this cap hit?
He already got phantom years on his contract at 2027, bro.
Well, he's not even a free agent he's not unrestricted to 2027.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like it's kind of like ghost years.
Yeah, so do you pay him to 2030?
All right. So I have another window that I wanted to share with y'all because let's just be very clear what we're about to say. They are going to restructure some people.
Oh, yeah.
And the 49ers are going to kick some money down the road because if you look at what we have in the future, have you seen the tweet from Jason Hurley?
No.
All right. So I'm going to share that real quick. I'm going to share. Y'all should be able to see it right now.
Okay.
So he still has that 600,000 number. And I saw that a while ago. But look at what happens in the future. 46 million, 133. This is for us. This is what where we currently are. No extensions, no new contracts, none of that. But this is where the 49ers are right now as far as cap space into the future. This is why they kick money down the road. This is why.
Right. So because they know with the projected cap going up and then some of them contracts coming off the books too. So like they're going to have more money. But we like 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028 isn't here yet. So let's look at these contracts because they're going to – since they got 2028, I just asked you, all right, 2020, they can't restructure Trent Williams to 2027. Because he's already getting paid to 2027.
But they could redo his whole contract.
They could restructure it and then further pay him down the road to 2028, 2000, one of them big years where the cap is like full of money.
And this is why they backload contracts, because they know that's where the space all opens up.
Good point. So my question is, are we extending Trent or are we going to try to restructure Trent? Now, see, at first I was a little leery about the restructure because he's an older player. But at the end of the day, when you look at the money down the road, it makes sense.
Yeah, Trent can't be getting he can't have cap hits of 30 plus million for the next 2 years. So I think it's going to be a restructure.
Are we taking notes so we can come back and check ourselves?
I'm going to do that too.
So Trent Williams, we're saying, is going to be a restructure, not an extension. Guys, we're doing restructure, extension, cut. That's what we're doing today.
Right. So my vote is for Trent to be restructured. What's your vote?
It's the same. We just agree on it. Like I think Trent will be a restructured contract.
Okay. All right, boom, bang. All right, so now let's see. Debo really next?
Bro, 28 million?
Oh, man. But we
knew this. Debo, when he signed his contract, the first year, no money kicked in. The second year, and now it's kicking in, okay? They got outs in this too. And this is what the Niners do. Do you see being a part of this team in the future? And I think that's the question you got to ask yourself. He does get injured a lot.
We can't have this conversation after the Carrington conversation. Okay. Because like, this is going to make people hate me. So, all right. Our options are restructure, extend, and, or cut.
Yes.
Can we, is cut the same as trade?
No, we could do a trade option too. We could do trade. I don't see anybody taking on this contract, but you might. I'm thinking the teams like Chicago. I don't think Houston, I don't think Indianapolis do it. They got a ton of money, but they just tagged Pittman Jr.
What's Philadelphia's contract like? I mean, their cap space like?
I don't think they got a ton of money, bro.
Let's see. Let me see here. Hold on. Eagles salary cap 2024. They got 41.9 mil.
Yeah, but they got receivers. They don't need a Debo. Unless they moving on from AJ Brown.
You can't send Debo there with all the shit he was talking about them, right? Like, you can't do that.
We can. I don't think they want him, but we can. I don't see Debo being traded, but if that's your vote, then that's your vote.
No, well, we're going to try to come to a mutual agreement. All right, so what you think? You can't restructure him already.
Why?
He just got the deal. It's a year old.
Is it a year old? It's 2 years old, right?
He signed a 3-year deal in 2022. So this is year two. This is year two. July of 2022.
Do you see Debo being a part of this team in the future? That's the question.
How far in the future are we talking?
2028?
No.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
He's 28 years old right now.
He'll be 32 and 40. So then you're not extending him. But you can restructure him and you'll just have dead money.
You can restructure him. All right, so another restructure here?
It just seems like these are guys that can do the restructure. Right,
he's got that $24 million signing bonus, and that was over a 3-year contract. So that's $8 million.
Yep. His potential out is in 2025. Look at that dead cat, bro. they could cut this Negro if they wanted to. We ain't the Broncos, dog. Listen. Bro,
you're in so much trouble on this.
I am. That's what I do.
What do we do with him? Honestly, what do we? So if the route running was how it's supposed to be, he's got something extra. But what makes Debo special is the breaking the tackles and the physicality that he plays with. Right.
Correct.
It's not the blocking. We've all complained about the blocking.
No, you've complained about the blocking. I've never complained about the blocking. Kyle Shanahan doesn't complain about him blocking. So I don't
taking
get why
plays off. He complains now, about his own blocking.
Now that's different. That's a different conversation.
So how do
but
we
you're
do
not
it?
Paying him top tier money. It was top. It seemed like it was top tier the time you paid him, but it's a short contract. It's 20. It's high now because look at what it was the first 2 years of the contract. But it helped the team in the cap. Like, that's what people got to understand. Like, that's what the Niners do. So, okay, when you get to Brandon Ayuk's name, he on the books for $14 million, right? So when you get to his name, if they extend him, which they should, that number
going
to
go. They can actually use that $14 million to structure his new contract.
Bro, and then but this year's cap number going to be dumb low. We talking a million, maybe?
Right.
And so you just roll back $13 million back into your cap.
So look at Debo's 2022. That was when he signed the deal. His base salary was less than $1 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Workout bonus, nothing.
Nothing.
Cap hit, nothing. Cap hit was $6 million, bro. And that was because of the 5.7 that went to the signing bonus and the other million from the base salary.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to take whatever they were due originally, and then all of a sudden you turn that into a $6 million cap hit. So if Brandon Ayuk were to do something similar, that $14 million now turns into $7 million, and boom, you're plus $7 million from just Brandon Ayuk alone, which would make the Niners even at this point. Just Brandon Ayuk alone getting a Debo-like contract structured the same way.
I'm just saying, we didn't even get to them. Let's go to the next name. Are we restructuring Debo?
No, you pick. I'm not.
How about we leave Debo's the same, and he stays there at that $28 million. Because if you're talking about moving on from him, he's 28 years old. Do you really want to be paying him that much back money in a long-term deal, especially when he's no longer with the team? That might be something that might be a tough pill to swallow. So why don't you let his contract stay the same?
28 and 24 the next 2 years, but then it drops only to 8.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I
you
think
you might have
Niners,
to eat that. When I say eat that, I mean like keep it the way it is. Eat that.
I knew that. Oh, they didn't know that. Mike, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, I didn't know we was gonna be on the same page today. I really did not. Come on, we got to get through these top. The double-digit contracts. All right, Eric Armstead. I don't know what to do with Eric Armstead, bro. I don't know what to do with this contract, but it's time. It's his payday. It's the last year, and I think this is another eat. Like, it's too much to eat.
You don't eat this one. If it's the last year with any real money on the books, Eric just had a child. He's going to want some security in the future. He's had injuries. He's not sure how the market is going to be for him at 32 years old.
You're trying to extend Eric Armstead?
Give him a two-year extension.
Okay.
Which makes it a three-year deal because it counts this year and the following 2 years.
Okay.
And you get to play with that. Where's the cap hit? That you get to play with that 28. You get to play with that $28 million also for him.
And so Eric Armstead in 3 years would be 33. That's not bad. I think you keep him a Niner.
Yeah. I mean, and the phantom years are already on the contract. So, he's expecting it also. These are the voidable years. You take these make them actual contractual
years. He's unrestricted until 2025. Oh, that's next year.
Next year. That's where the voidable years kick in. Yeah, these are the fake years on the contract. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So he has no real security after this year. If I'm him, I want some security. So give me something guaranteed going forward.
I could dig it. This is an extension.
Extension. Boom.
Now we're talking extension. I like it.
So we got Debo, eat, and Armstead. Pause. Oh, I can't believe I said
got
that.
Debo, eat the contract, Trent restructure, Armstead extended. I wonder if you guys agree with us. I'm not even paying attention to the chat, so my apologies. But let me know what y'all think.
They're going to say they don't want him extended. I know how the people feel about Armstead.
No, it you have to extend them because it only makes sense for the club, and it makes sense for him to get the security that Mike just talked about. So this is what we do when you backload. You can't say that guys aren't worth the money. That's unfair to say, because when they sign the contract, that's when they worth the money. That they backload the contracts, ladies and gents. And so that means in that year that he signed, right, he was still fresh and whatever. He's probably still performing well. Now that he's getting older, getting dinged up, body getting hurt, you can't say he's not worth the contract. When he took the team discount at the very beginning, the very couple of the first 2 years of his contract, like that was the discount. That was the discount.
And look at what he does with his money. They converted $14 million of his signing bonus into a one-year voidable, and they created $11 million. Eric Armstead works with the Niners every year. That's last September. This is last March.
So
again, he took $13 million, turned it to $10 million. You see what I'm saying? Like, so when you give him these deals.
George Kittle, like they work with the team.
Right. So if you got guys like that.
Keith Ford, you can't mention his name ever. I guess he was the ultimate role player and getting his cap right. D Ford, the reason why we was able to sign Trent Williams. I don't know if people remember that, but yeah.
All right, we're going to hit a Fred Warner now. So Armstead, we're going to extend.
Dang. I think Fred restructures.
I don't know.
I know it's early.
The voidable year has $26 million cap hit. That's a voidable year?
Bro, you got to restructure his deal, bro.
What?
And he's young, so you could dig it, like, right?
Like, I feel like he just signed his deal.
It was three years ago.
Yeah, but he signed a 5-year deal. Like, right. Why? I don't.
It's 2024. This is year four of the deal.
21, 22, 23, 24. God dang.
Yeah.
Extension.
Yes.
He hasn't shown any sign of regression. Easy extension, right?
If anything, he progressed by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we don't even need to waste time on Fred. So let me go ahead and put our note in here.
Right, here's where it gets rough and tough. We talking George Kittle. But if we treat him the same way we treated Eric Armstead, don't you ask him to do the extension? He's an older player. He's going to be, oh gosh, he's, wow.
Damn.
I don't like this shit.
It looks bad, but again, these guys ate these low early contracts.
And that's what I'm remember, trying to get everybody to understand. Like, the way the Niners. Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, the way that they handle business is they present a contract. Listen, we're willing to pay you, but it's going to be toward the end of your contract. So you ball out. It's going to be toward the end of your deal. That's where your big factor monies kick in. We'll have money in the cap to cover. Now, everybody doesn't have to agree with that. But for some reason, this organization and the players agree with it every single time.
And I think this was a bounce back year for Fred. I mean, for George Kittle.
Oh, definitely.
I think he had one of his better seasons in 2023.
What's the second best season of his career?
Oh, okay. See? Yeah, so cool. And so if you're playing like that and you're not showing signs of slowing down, he's never been a speedster, you extend this guy. And George Kittle, if we're being honest, he could probably play till he's 33, 34 at the level he's at right now.
Yeah, especially.
He's addicted to working out.
Yeah. And then
you get another young tight end to take some of those passes off of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you could work with George Kittle, and he works with the team. And remember this, guys. He went to the podium because in September, they converted some of his money, $10 million, and they turned it into $8 million of cap space. He did it the year before, took a $10 million, converted it, made $8 million again of cap space, right? One, he works with us. We just talked about that with Armstead. He went to the podium and was like, y'all think I get signing bonuses every time I do that? Because no, I wish, but that's not what happens. He just let the team finagle his contract so that way it would create more cap space. These guys are willing to work with him. You have to work with them. And it's not like he's just some guy. He's someone who's contributing in a major way that has a trust factor with your young quarterback. You got to extend him.
No argument there. And it sounds crazy because we're talking about extending a lot of these older players, but it's the older players that I think that will work with the team. Their contracts are more workable with the team. It just seems like they are.
So we do an extension for him?
We extend him.
The Niners going to be busy this year. That ain't going to be that quill pen. That shit going to be on fire.
I love it. All right, next up.
Okay, my bad. Next up, I believe that's me. Yo, get on the mic and rock the symphony. Oh boy. Now this is going to be a good one here.
Nah, I think you eat it. Oh, we talking about Ward. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think Ward gets extended. I think they like him. I really do. And then it's crazy because that means it sounds like they're going to be letting D'Amador Lenore test the market.
Which guy would you rather have? Let's have a moment. You know,
All-Pro.
We're going to take this off.
The All-Pro.
Demo wasn't All-Pro.
You got jokes, bro.
I love it.
Mike with the jokey jokes.
So you would rather have Ward over Demo for real? And there's no wrong answer. It's your opinion.
Yeah, I'm going with the All Pro. Like, I mean, I want both of them here, but if they offer him an extension, it's already letting me know. And the Niners already prove they don't really pay for the nickelbacks. They paid Kaywan Williams that once.
Don't do that. I see what you're doing. I see you trying to peg my man Demo as a nickel.
I'm not. I'm trying to tell you what they're going to do.
I think if I had to choose between the two, you keep Demo. Age
makes sense. He's the younger person,
and he's more versatile. So what happens is, if you're gonna make this decision, here this is my logic. You keep the guy who can play all three of your spots at the corner position, mm-hmm. left side, right side, nickel, right, and what that allows you to do in the draft is now you could take whichever type of corner is out there. You don't have to say, oh, we had a high grade on this guy, but he's only a nickel. Or we had a high grade on this guy, he only plays the outside. Right? If you keep Ward instead, it's now we have to find another nickel.
Because the Niners try to draft tweeners so weird. Like why don't they ever draft a 6'2", 6'3" corner?
Because he might have to be slide. They might have to slide him inside. Can we stop doing that and just get an outside corner and let him play? You guys outside. Yes. Like, can we stop with this? Oh, let me draft this guy because he might be able to play defensive tackle and he might be able to play. Like, can we stop doing that and just go ahead and get a guy that plays that position?
Nah, bro. It don't work like that. Not if you're a Niner fan.
All right, we got some super chats here. Let's read these because my man is trying to get his point across, and I respect his opinion too. So Soto says here, restructuring Debo was a bad idea. He was diminishing returns. He was diminishing returns immediately after signing that extension. He won't age well and will never recreate 2021. I agree, but that doesn't mean that you don't restructure him though.
I don't think restructure. I think we said you let him eat it. Like,
right, we said let the contract stay the same. That's what we settled on for Debo.
Yeah.
Right, we said let it stay the same. We eat that. Then he says, sorry, my guys, but you eat those contracts. Most you've already restructured. Eat it. Get it off the books. You extend the young players. And he said Ward. But Ward is already 30. He's not a young player. He's not a young player.
Nah, Womack doesn't play good in the nickel. Remember?
They wanted him to... Go get him, because you watch the film. Get him. This is your. Oh, we already over 30 minutes. God dang it!
I never realized how hard it was. I wish we had Crocker on here. Do you know how hard it is to play in the nickel?
Yes, I've heard.
First of all, you got to be built a certain way. You got to have a certain body frame. You got to have that good twitch, and you got to be quick. And that ain't the only DB that's been holding it down, other than Kaywan Williams. I thought Jimmy Ward adjusted to it really well, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. right? And now Diamador Lenore, I think he's adjusting to it. I still don't think he's great, but he's definitely the best option we have available. Womack, remember they lined him up in the slot, dog? I know it was against Kyle Pitts, but still. Yo, he got roasted, toasted, and boasted. Like, nah. Remember that game against Atlanta? Kyle Pitts ain't had no touchdowns that season. It was like week 5 or 6. He caught 2 that game.
Right. And Corey, you're wrong. He's not 27 years old, bro. His birthday is coming up in 2 months. He'll be 29 by the time the season starts. So when we're saying that he's a 30-year-old guy, we're looking at, like, what is going to be next year. Mm-hmm. Ward is not 27. You didn't have to pay for that. I had you. But we appreciate it. And so you're not just taking my word for it. I'll put it up on the screen so you can see it here. Let me take the border off. But his age is right here, and it's tracked by the day. He's 28 and 302 days. His birthday is in less than 2 months. He'll be 29 years old when the season starts. See? Right here. And so the voidable years are when he's 30.
First of all, like, all right. When you talk about players like Mooney Ward, man, the way he fits this defense is like a glove. So you're not going to just find his replacement. You're hoping somebody. And remember, when Ward came in here, it took him some adjusting to get to the zone. Remember, Ward was a press man corner. Damn, it real. Took him adjusting to learn how to play zone, right? Mm-hmm. And so I agree when you say you would go Demo over Ward, younger player, versatility, things like that. But the way that the Niners do stuff, I'm trying to tell you, they're going to force this kid to play nickel. They're going to offer him nickel back money. He's going to be pissed.
So you, okay, if you were to, let's entertain this. You were to offer Ward another contract. Now, you already did the 3-year, $40 million. What's the years you're doing on this contract?
I don't know, bro. Honestly. Two?
We're talking about an extension.
No more than 2 years extension. Just to lessen that what's the number, 12, 5? 18.
That cap hit is 18. So I wouldn't be mad if they extended him 2 years. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be mad if they extended him 2 years, but they got to take this 18 and drop that drastically.
But my question is, if they do that, who are they not bringing back?
Because we extending a lot of it feels like we extending a lot of people. We restructured Trent. We left Debo the way it was, and then we did 3 extensions in a row on Armstead.
And with the Warner, only person we need to be talking about extending, we ain't even really talk about.
And who's that?
Brandon Ayuk.
Hargrave. Let me see what his out is.
Hargrave, you leave. You let eat. Because I'm not. Apparently, according to Sports Illustrated, Hargrave was the worst free agent signing in the league.
I told y'all that shit before we got this. Nobody want to listen to me, man.
It's not him, because when he was getting sacks at the beginning of the season, nobody was saying nothing. All of a sudden, that's the bullshit that I be talking about. When the production drops, it's a problem. He's a sack guy. He's not a run.
He's not a sack guy, Wayne. He's not, bro.
He's not a run stuffing defensive tackle, Mike. He's never been that.
He's never been what he was his last year in Philly. That was the first time he had double-digit sacks in his career. He's an Eric Armstead, 4 or 5 sacks a year.
Okay.
That's who he is.
Okay. What's the problem?
He might have had a year with 7 or 8. He might have had a year with 7 or 8.
What's the problem, though?
That I don't consider him a sack guy.
Okay, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, he's still productive. He's still eating up double teams. Like, he's still doing what he needs to do. So at the end of the day, like, you paid for that. That's premium. This whole defensive line was trash last year. The whole line. So you can't blame it on just this dude. Like, my number one person that what Nick Bosa make in the first year of his restructure? Oh, extension.
Oh, okay.
Well, we ain't lose no subscribers off talking about Russell Wilson. I'm looking for them joints to drop.
I'm gonna let you do an ISO. You need to create the back thing, the background where it's just your name, and I can give you the full screen.
Like, he did super solid. Look when his money kick in, bro. He getting paid 14 this year.
$52 million.
God dang!
What the? What?
That's the.
Nah.
But the money go up, so they cool with it. You can't put out our boy Jason stuff and be like, this is why the Niners do what they do. They backload the contracts. And then when you see $52 million, that ain't even $52,000. $52 million, you be like, nah, you can't do that.
They're supposed to get Patrick Mahomes money. That is crazy. That's crazy. All right, but look, okay, so I'm okay with it if you get him some help.
On the outside?
Yes.
There it is.
And when I say help, I don't mean when he needs a break, sit him. No, I mean somebody opposite him.
Opposite him, yes. I don't think there's anything wrong with Hargrave. I don't know if we're mad he didn't get double digit sacks, but he was the second leading sack person on the team. On top of that, he's sacking from the interior. On top of that, even Nick Bosa's numbers were low and he made money. So, like, I'm just saying, like, I think the defensive front was just a hindrance to the defense. For some reason, it wasn't what we're used to seeing. And I can't really sit there and assess it and give you my opinion based off of what we saw until it gets back to what it was. It wasn't what it was. I'm not talking about Sansa Ebukam and Charles Omenihu. Just the defense looked different up front.
Period.
Period.
I agree. I agree with that 100%.
So if that's fixed. Derek
is so good.
If that's fixed.
Sorry, I relapsed a little bit. I apologize about that. I shouldn't have said that.
I'm going to bed.
What's up? Why can't I? Can you pull up Christian McCaffrey's contract? It's not. I'm clicking the shit out of his name, and it's not doing anything. And there's too many gaps here. I feel like something's wrong. What is this? What's his real number?
I don't know. You want to right click on it? Does it let you right click on it?
Open link in new tab. Let's see if that works. It's just a blank page. It's just spinning. Can you still see me?
Yeah.
Like I'm moving?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here it is. Working? All right. So Christian McCaffrey this year, he is going to make 14.1 million. Next year, 14.3 million.
You got two options here.
You don't touch his contract. Yeah.
Leave it as number one, or you extend it. I mean, I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Not extending Christian McCaffrey.
Hear me out. He's worth it.
To extend, and then he'll be what? 30?
Age is right here. The voidable years start at 29.
At 29.
At 30.
They start at 30.
Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know if you extend Christian McCaffrey. Not the way. I mean, is he? I felt like he extended already.
He did. He did the extension in April. Oh no, that was converting money. They haven't redone anything with his contract. 4 years, $64 million. Was that from the Panthers?
I thought they did something with his contract. Yeah, they made something guaranteed. Something.
It says it right here on the side. He converted 10.7 of his contract and cleared $8 million. He converted $10 million to his signing bonus.
So then he sounds like a candidate for an extension then.
Yes.
And you know why the extension might work for Christian McCaffrey? Because you extend him, you still make him, he'll be what, 30? Let's say at the worst, 32, right? At his age. Mm. That's 4 years from now. But you're still drafting these running backs that aren't costing you any money. Especially if they go to undrafted. This is why Kyle goes the undrafted route. Wow.
But we're not gonna save a whole lot with Christian. I mean, his base is only his cap is only 14. What are we talking about?
I mean, you could probably save maybe six something million. Every little bit hurts. You're really trying to find a way to extend Brandon Ayuk money, right?
God, we didn't even get to that part yet. So we're not doing nothing in free agency. And we got a lot of work to do before we can get busy in free agency.
Like, it's so tough to have the conversations. Like I said, Mike, the next episode, we'll window shop. Let's window shop. Like, say bump the money. We got credit. Let's just window shop.
Because we know they can make something happen.
Oh, they're going to make something happen. They're going to right. They're going to do four things. They're going to restructure. They're going to trade. They're going to extend, or they're going to cut. Like, you know what? Go back to the list. Is anyone, before we dip up out of here, is anyone a cap casualty?
Yes.
Ooh. You're doing it. We're doing it.
They won't do it.
Juice is not a cap casualty.
What's his contract? It's only $5 million? It's finally down where it's supposed to be?
It's $7 million, right?
His base salary is $5 million this year.
Well, his cap hit is $7 million, is what I'm saying.
Yes. $7.5 million. I can't believe you're getting paid half of what Christian McCaffrey get.
Yo, I actually like this, but I don't like it at the same time.
Oh, and the potential out is this year, Wayne?
And that's why they might move on from him. Why they were like his, you know, his he'd be fine though, because his wife blew up. You know what I'm saying? With the bubble vest.
That's why he pushed that joint so hard. Like, hey, hey, get over here. We making custom jerseys now. Because look, the truth of the matter is, and no one want to talk about it, the Niners have drafted two fullbacks. I don't know if you remember that. They've been bringing fullbacks in.
Yes, I do remember that.
Undrafted free agents.
Last year.
Coletto. Is that what his name was?
Yeah, he played quarterback, fullback, halfback.
Hey, I'm just saying, they've been looking at something. They've been looking at something, y'all. And Kyle Juszczyk, I'm going to be completely honest with you. He's one of my, like, guys. Like, I enjoy Kyle Juszczyk when he's involved in the game. Except when, like, it's like a third and one and they give him the ball. Like, I just felt like that really wasn't his thing. But everything else, route running, hands, that toe tap on the sideline that he had this year from Brock. Oh, man, come on. But, you know, here we are talking about him. He might not be back this year. Depends on how desperate they get. Or are you just comfortable just saying, hey, take this much up front and then the cap hit is minimal?
I don't know, bro.
Because they're not going to make a whole lot of money off of him. If his hit is $7 million right now, you do a restructure, whatever, you might be able to get that down to $3 million. You know what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Or you just let him go and take the dead cap hit of $2 million.
I'm not touching anything when it comes to Juice. But I could see him being extended. But why would you extend him?
But extending him ain't worth it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The dead cap hit is $2 million. If you extend him, it's going to probably the cap hit will probably go down to 3. So it's still not cheaper to cut him.
It's still yeah.
Like you said all last year, it's a business.
Don't be using my words.
Can't use it against you. All right.
Nah, listen, dog, don't do that. That's some messed up stuff, man. I hope you mess up in bowling tonight. Just for saying.
That's crazy. You know what's crazy, man? I hurt my back a couple days ago.
I didn't mean to hurt yourself now. Dang.
No, I know, but I'm actually nervous about bowling tonight. I'm going to say this and then I'm going to stop because we already way over 45 minutes. I cleaning out the truck so I can get the new car, and I went to pick something up, and I didn't lift with my legs like I was supposed to. I thought I was cool. I just bent over.
That back.
I stood up and a pain shot right down my leg, bro. And I've been limping and hobbling since. I've been wearing my TENS unit, heat pads. What's the sticky patch with the medicine? The lidocaine patches. I've been trying everything.
Out, didn't you?
Bro, woo! I don't know what's wrong with me, bro. I don't know what's wrong with me right now.
You got to heal up, man.
They were like, we can get a substitute for you. I said, no, the hell y'all can't. All the money I paid for this bowling league.
I don't know, man. I like Juice, man. Like, it's like,
I do too.
It's hard to let go of the fan favorite. Like, I mean, we could say that we drafted this player, we did this, we did that. We could, yeah, for sure. No doubt.
But we ain't draft him.
I want to see if even Braden Willis would convert to fullback.
Come on, man. We want to give somebody a shot, bro. Like, yeah, like, come on, man. Let's
it just might be time, Mike. Like, you know, it might be time. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Niners changed up some things. Listen, Juice was brought in. You know, he was definitely, you know, what we needed him to be with the squad. It might be just time to walk away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We wish that it was possible to keep everybody and just have cap space show up. But the team has some tough decisions to make. The good thing is we're not the ones responsible for doing it. Our results, though, so far, let me just recap. We did Trent restructure. Debo stays, leave his contract the way it is. Armstead extension, Fred Warner extension, Kittle extension. We were working towards an Ayuk extension. We said that we were going to leave, right? We're going to leave, what's his name the same? The free agent, the DT, Hargrave.
Yeah, you leave right? Hargrave.
Hargrave stays the same.
Unless they feel like he didn't perform, but that means that they're gonna, if they feel like he didn't perform, oh man, that's tough.
You know who might be a restructure candidate?
Who?
That we didn't say? And we talked about him briefly. Is Nick Bosa a restructure candidate?
Nah.
That $54 million, they can't do something and move some of this shit around?
To restructure it now, Mike. He not hurting him against the cap.
Oh, he only getting 14 million. He only getting 14.
Mike, you trying to restructure the world, Craig. Look, I'm with you, bro. Run it back. I'm with you. Run it back. Shout out to my brother, Daryl Granville, man. Appreciate you for being a member, my dude. Get the fall born today, yo. Let's go.
There it is. Member for 3 months, man. I like it. Salute family. We keep KJ big in line. Back to B.I. All right. Listen, man, Wayne, I got nothing else for us today, man. Let's get business, up out of here, bro.
Business.
Oh, B.I. I read it as initials, not like B.I. Okay, my bad. Okay, I apologize. I got my card. We found it. I almost lost my card there, man. Listen, I got nothing else for us, man. Wayne, bro.
Yo.
This was a good show, man.
It got my synapses firing right now because I can imagine what they're trying to figure out. We ain't hearing nothing out of 49er camp. They still ain't even got all their coaches on this roster yet. Next week about to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Next week we're gonna be minus 10 million. We're gonna see what happens.
Well, we got so next Wednesday, the league year starts at 4 p.m. We gotta be at that 296, underneath that 296 number. Mm-hmm. So
They got to get the moving and shaking. They have 1 week from today. They said, did you see White got released? Who's White?
Yes, Tre'Davious White from the Bills. They released their whole secondary just about. Jordan Poirier got released earlier.
Good. They should. They wouldn't do
anything. Speaking of that, biggest games. That might be a free agent that I want to bring in. AJ Espinosa, linebacker.
Wow.
He a free agent. I'm just saying. Just putting it out
there. We gonna wish list tomorrow, man. Wish list tomorrow. And it's getting updated. We got to make sure we got an active one that's updated after with these new releases and everything going on. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, sir.
We'll have to do some scouring. It's not even worth checking right now. We'll wait and check tomorrow, you know, an hour before kickoff for the show, and then we'll see what's what. Guys, we hope y'all enjoyed this episode today, man. We thank y'all for rocking out with us. Shout out to everybody in the comments and the chat section. Y'all were aces, man. Y'all go out there, look at the free agent list. Be a part of the show tomorrow, man. Let us know who is on your wish list. We're going to break it all down and more. Free agents and more tomorrow on No Harm, No Foul. No team is safe when the Niners are on the prowl. I'm Mike. That's Wayne. And this is No Harm.
This is Bam! Let's go!